University of Florida Hall of Famer and two-time World Series winner David Eckstein always dreamed of playing college baseball for the Gators. Both his parents graduated from Florida, and as a freshman walk-on, both his brother and two sisters were attending school there. Eckstein says that out of all the moments he had as a Gator, one he shares with his brother Rick is his favorite.
Having the opportunity to be at the College World Series with my brother. So like that first game, he started and left, I started at second. That was probably one of the best moments I had.
Eckstein was drafted in 1997 in the 19th round by the Boston Red Sox. After 3 years with Boston, he was picked up by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim's AAA club, where he played the final 15 games of the season. The next year, he was invited to spring training with the Angels and got to start in the big leagues on opening day with a bittersweet stroke of luck.
Gosh, you know, it was pretty amazing, because going into that spring training, no one really knew who I was, and if it wasn't for Adam Kennedy breaking his hand, I would never have that opportunity. All the hard work, all the sacrifice that you put into it was well worth it just to be able to put on that uniform for that one day.
The following year in 2002, the Angels won their first American League pennant, followed by a World Series title. The Angels won in dramatic fashion against San Francisco, overcoming a 3-2 series deficit before defeating the Giants 4-1 in Game 7. Eckstein describes the moment as something he will never forget.
You sit there as a little kid, you always dream about it. You dream about playing in a Game 7, you dream about winning it, and then having that all come true, it was, you know, truly amazing. The thing about it is it's almost a big relief, because there's so much stress, so much, you know, locked in. It's why you play the game. You play the game to win championships.
The next season was a tough one for Eckstein personally. His father was told that his kidneys were not functioning properly, and he would have to undergo dialysis. He was also informed that he would need a kidney transplant. Eckstein describes how this was difficult, but he didn't let it affect his play.
And that's the one thing fans do not realize. I mean, everyone only sees you as what you do on the field, but everyone's a human being. For me, my dad wouldn't allow me to sit there and have any like pity for him or have it be any type of a distraction. So it was one of those things that was, you know, you were thinking about it, but I was not going to use that as an excuse of why I wasn't playing well.
In 2004, Eckstein was picked up as a free agent by St. Louis. 2 years later, the Cardinals won the 2006 World Series, defeating the Detroit Tigers in 5 games. Eckstein was awarded the MVP of that series, something he still considers to be a huge honor.
They picked me, and I'm very blessed for that, and that's, you know, definitely an honor, but they could have picked anybody.
In 2010, Eckstein was playing for the San Diego Padres. With injuries taking a toll on him and the desire to devote more time to his wife, Ashley, Eckstein decided to end his baseball career at 35 years old. As for Eckstein's future, he plans to manage a team someday and had big league interviews to do so the past 2 years. Eckstein says that he has to be fully committed before devoting even more time to managing baseball than he did as a player. For now, he's content with enjoying his time with his wife and family. With ESPN 850-900, I'm Morgan Moriarty.